More than a dozen Ketchikan community members spoke for roughly an hour on Monday in favor of stronger pandemic precautions. Assemblymembers Austin Otis and Felix Wong want to ask the governor to increase travel restrictions. Among the parade of speakers was City Council member Sam Bergeron, who says he'll bring a similar resolution to the city this week. Bev Davies and Diane Liljegren wrote an op-ed for local news blog Sit News proposing the stronger quarantine model. Davies expressed concerns about loopholes in the state's current travel policy, which does not require testing or quarantine for in-state travel.
There is only a Swiss cheese-like policy for arriving interstate travelers.
Others said they were worried about travelers bypassing the airport testing station or failing to return for a follow-up test. This is why some said they favored a quarantine requirement on top of testing. In support of the resolution, Wong advocated for taking strong preventative measures even while cases are low.
If someone has died here, it's way too late. You don't slam on the brakes right at the stoplight.
But Borough Mayor Rodney Dial and Assemblymember Alan Bailey expressed concerns about the resolution. Bailey particularly mentioned the potential economic impact on those who have already been struggling financially.
There are two sides to this coin, and I want to start with the foundation of this whole process, is that, you know, both legal, social, and economic impacts of strict enforcement quarantine into our community does have effects.
Bailey says he's also worried about the implications for those who have to pay to travel often for work or medical care, and about people having to pay for hotel accommodations for quarantine. He also expressed concerns about surveillance and enforcement of the policy.
When you place security in front of individuals or watching individuals or assuring that they're at a specific location, you in fact do have a police state.
Others question whether local authorities can enforce testing and quarantine restrictions at all. Wong argued that the mere existence of a policy would lead travelers to be more cautious.
This isn't about setting up a police state. This is far from it. Otherwise, you can argue the same about trying to enforce speed limits.
Before voting on the resolution, assembly members discussed a variety of changes, including changing mandatory quarantine to suggested quarantine for in-state travelers. The assembly voted 5-1 to table the resolution until next meeting in order to make the edits. Only Felix Wong voted against tabling the request for state action. In related news, the Assembly unanimously passed a resolution to submit a grant application to the Rasmussen Foundation. That can mean up to $50,000 in additional private funding for local arts and culture organizations. The Assembly also greenlit over $300,000 in grants to local nonprofits, including Rainbird Community Broadcasting, Inc., which owns and operates this station. The Assembly also approved more than $250,000 in federal coronavirus aid for the school district. Members also voted to appropriate money from the Land Trust Fund and lease space in the Whitecliff Building to the school district for office space. In her report to the Assembly, Finance Director Sina Gubatayo said that the borough needs to spend more of its initial CARES Act funding in order to receive the next distribution. She proposed increasing the amount of money going to local businesses from 10 to 25% of their previous lost revenue. Gubatayo also gave preliminary projections of sales tax income for April, May, and June. She expects a 25 to 40% decline compared to last year, but said she will have better projections at the next meeting on Monday, August 17th. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Rebecca Tauber.